Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Isang app para sa whistleblowing o pagsusumbong ang inilunsad sa Sydney ng isang French-Australian at ginagamit ngayon ng ilang malalaking kumpanya sa mundo. Ang Whisply ay nakatago, ligtas at matipid at itinatag pagkatapos madiskubre ng kanyang nagtatag mismo ang isang kaso ng milyon-milyong dolyar na panluloko. Narito sa ating wika ang ulat ni Philip Lee. Nang madiskubre ni Sylvain Mansotto ang 20 milyong dolyar na kaso ng panluloko, kakaunti ang kanyang kaalaman na ito ay mauuwi sa isang bagong negosyo. Ang pagbablo ng whistle o pagsusumbong sa ating salita ay hindi madali at natakot siya sa maaaring mangyari kung ito ay mabubunyag. Pero ang paghihiwalay ng mga muka ng mga nagsumbong ay magkakahalaga ng malaki para sa mga negosyo na alam niyang maaari niyang ayusin.
Fraud costs companies about 5% of their revenue. Every year, the figure that's around is $3.7 trillion. I can't even imagine what that is, but $3.7 trillion goes out to fraud and corruption. And this is just fraud and corruption. There are other wrongdoings such as bullying, sexual harassment, safety risk and things like this that occur in organizations.
Kaya inilagay ni Sylvain Mansotto ang kanyang karanasan sa pagsubok at gumawa ng isang app sa whistleblowing na tinawag niyang Whisply.
Whisply is a secure, anonymous two-way communication platform and it's being used by whistleblowers to actually report wrongdoings. It's an enabler for individuals to speak up anonymously. And unless you can take that fear away, and the only way you can take the fear away, I believe, is to actually anonymize people, then most people will never ever come forward.
Ang app ay ginagamit ng retailer na Glue Store nitong nakalipas na 18 buwan. Ginagamit ng kanyang mga empleyado ang weblink o ini-scan ng isang espesyal na QR barcode kasama ng kanilang mga smartphone at dinadala sila sa isang pahina na kung saan maaari silang magsampa ng sumbong. Sinabi ng manager ng grupo, Mark Boyd, na nakakakita na ng benepisyo ang Glue Store mula sa app.
At Glue Store, we decided to use Whisply because we were looking for a cost-effective and streamlined approach to our internal reporting processes for our team members. Whisply was a different product because it was a very online-based, very technological, which fitted with our team members' demographics.
Kapag nagsumiti na ng sumbong ang isang gumagamit, naglalabas ang app ng isang ID number. Lahat ng datos ay encrypted at ang address ng nagsumiti ay patuloy na binubura kaya hindi sila maaaring makilala. Maaaring mag-log ang gumagamit sa pamamagitan ng isang password upang sundan ang kanilang ulat at makausap ng diretso ang manager sa anumang oras.
The difference with Whisply is Whisply is only a software. We provide nothing but a software. And that's where the strength of our solution is. We can actually work with our competitors. And we do that. We can work with any third-party company that would offer a whistleblowing service to their clients. And we do that, for instance, with the Big Four accounting firms.
Bilang nag-iisang plataforma, sinisiguro ng Whisply na hindi makikilala ang gumagamit at sa parehong panahon ay nagbibigay din sa kumpanya ng mga kagamitan upang tuluyang ayusin ang kaso.
Whisply is to fraud as a smoke alarm is to fire. It costs very little and it could save your organization and all your people. And Whisply is all about this. It's about enabling any organization, whether you're in the public or private sector, whether you own a few restaurants in town, or whether you actually run a school, or you can use the platform. And it's all about, you know, enabling your people to speak up.
Sinabi ni Mark Boyd na buhat ng gumamit ng Whisply ang Glue Store, nagkaroon na ng kalahating dosen ng ulat.
But the added benefits of what it's able to do for us, from a return on investment perspective, even if one or two people report something that we investigate and we resolve, can have a really, really great effect on our overall sort of risk.
Kumpara sa mga tradisyonal na paraan ng pag-uulat, kagaya ng phone hotline, faxes, sulat o emails, ang app ay maaaring ibagay sa isang kumpanya at mga empleyado at nagtatrabaho sa lahat ng kagamitan sa anumang panahon saan man sa mundo. Sinabi ni Silvain Mansote na maliban sa pagtulong sa mga malalaking kumpanya upang lutasin ang panluloko, ginagamit din ng Wispli bilang estratehiya laban sa pambubuli sa eskwalahan at pasilidad ng mga nakakatanda.
We realized from clients and people that we were talking to that they were saying, but why do you want to focus just on fraud and companies? Can't you do that in other areas like education and law enforcement and reporting domestic violence and journalism? And that's really, I would say, you know, 3 months after we started, we could see the potential.
Sinabi niya na nakuha niya ang kanyang unang kliyente mga 3 taon na ang nakakaraan at nagpapatuloy pa din ito bilang kliyente.
In SaaS, in the startup world, we talk about churn, which is how many clients do you actually lose. And I'm quite proud to say that we haven't lost one client and we've got, you know, well over 100 clients using the platform on a daily basis. And it's growing really fast, about 20% every month.
Ang Wispli ay ginagamit ngayon sa mahigit na 130 bansa at ito ay dahil sa pagsasali ng salita sa mga posibleng kliyente.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.